Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2.
Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats, PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below.
And now on with the memes. Number one, here's Meryl Streep and Anne Hathaway 20 years apart. Is it my imagination or did Anne get taller? Maybe Streep just shrank. Either that or Hathaway had a growth spurt at the age of 25. Streep's hair also looks like it was badly photoshopped. It looks like Anne Hathaway is aging like fine wine, but she only looks good because she's lying down here. And gravity is helping her hide her wrinkles and fats. Plus, the photo on the right is edited. She aged horribly. Moving on, thousands of Somalis are forced to leave the United States as Trump gets rid of their temporary protected status. I wish the people could have voted for this twice. But this is bad news for Canada because a bunch of them are headed there. They first started arriving in Canada while I was in high school as a senior, and they took over the dedicated senior boys' bathroom because it was clean as their prayer space. We had to guard the bathroom so they couldn't get in. Too bad we didn't defend our national borders like that as well. Number three, at least Japan is getting rid of their enrichments. This Pakistani migrant will hopefully be going back after he tried to grape a schoolgirl in Tokyo. Pakistanis have the best of both worlds in them. They're Indians genetically, but they're also Muslims. What could possibly be better than that? The globalists will keep pushing for this until they either get it or some Western government fails, and then everyone starts deporting them like the United States. Up next, meanwhile in Toronto, the Black Creek Pioneer Village is going to drop the pioneer part from their name, as part of an exclusivity plan. If I was in charge, I'd change the name to White Creek Pioneer Village, just to piss off the inclusivity people. But seriously, what a time to live in, when the word pioneer is now offensive. This is the least of Canada's problems, though. Only 17 million out of 41 million are employed, and 4.4 million work for the government. Eventually, there will be unrest. Number five, I never would have thought that former Yugoslavia would have the highest fertility rates out of all of Europe. And remember, that's with no immigration. Makes me wonder what's going on in Serbia and Bulgaria. From what I've seen in places like Serbia, the men are still mostly masculine, and that makes them attractive to women. Funny enough, Serbian guys are closer to American guys in attitude than Canadians are to Americans. The US has similar fertility rates. Moving on, did you know that the female body is capable of giving birth up to 30 times in its lifetime? Eventually, artificial wombs will give men unlimited numbers of children one day. Women used to be baby factories a few hundred years ago, having 8 to 10 pregnancies throughout their lifetimes. Having kids also shrinks women's brains and gray matter for up to 2 years after the pregnancy. And with lower lifespans, women were dumber than today. This, of course, happens so they can relate better to the kids. Number 7, a woman motivated by jealousy over her ex-husband's new wife staged a road accident to approach the new wife and inject her with the HIV virus. My question is, where does someone pick up a syringe filled with the HIV virus in 2026? Apparently she's a nurse and got it from one of her patients. And you know that somehow they'll still blame the man for this, saying that she wouldn't have to do this if she was happy. Or some other crazy nonsense. Her husband was a doctor. Up next, no wonder Trump wants new 100% tariffs against Canada, with the Chinese gold mining company, which is partially owned by the Chinese government, buying a Canadian mining company called Allied Gold. Canada's also going to start importing Chinese EVs, and they dropped the tariffs from 100% down to only 6%. Imagine what the US government would do if Canada started doing joint military exercises and the Chinese building bases in northern Canada. Stuff like that would start a war between Canada and the United States, and Canada would get annexed. It's the same as NATO moving into Ukraine. Number 9, hey guys, look at this looks match couple in 2026. She met this boy and got lost in his smile. He probably got lost in her fat folds, and it looks like she's gonna eat him as if he were dim sum or something. When they do spicy things in the bedroom, he blindfolds her with dental floss before rocking her world. Not to be insensitive or anything, but this is wrong on so many levels. because she looks like she's going to suffocate if she gains another pound. Moving on, back at the end of January when I decided to move down to Florida, a winter storm with the polar vortex covered the entire northern part of the planet. The universe knows, and maybe it was trying to make my life miserable because I was trying to escape the bad weather. Obviously not, but sometimes when things go terribly wrong, we take them personally. Whatever happened to global warming? It's because of situations like this that they changed their tax grift to climate change instead. Number 11, here's another example of climate change madness. Investing money in solar panels in Michigan when they provide less than 3% of its power. I would install them much farther south and send the electricity north because you can transmit it 1,200 miles or 2,000 kilometers. Long-distance power transmission lines were Tesla's gift to the world. And if he were here to see this, he'd be rolling over in his grave. Literally. Because his ashes are in a gold ball in Belgrade. Up next is daughter of a Hamas founder, becomes a Christian after meeting Jesus in a dream. But does she have a death wish because you can't leave Islam without Muslims usually trying to end you? In this case, she's destroying the honor of her father and faith. This is one good story, but no one talks about how Christian churches are closing everywhere, and people are forgetting religion because they're being distracted by their phones. Number 3, Google agrees to pay $68 million for eavesdropping on users. We all know they've been doing this. I remember talking to somebody about televisions on my Samsung Google phone, and 5 minutes later there were TV ads on that phone. This is hardly a punishment though, because Google makes the money back in an hour and 33 minutes. Lawsuits like this are common in Europe, wherever the government needs money, and they find reasons to fine big American tech companies. Moving on, apparently being broke harms your heart more than high sugar or cholesterol. How is it even possible when broke people can't afford cholesterol or sugar these days? My only question to people is, have you tried trading crypto yet? Because if you do, then odds are you're going to suffer a fatal heart attack quickly. It looks like if doctors hand you a stack of bills, then you're cured. Stress is deadly though. My suggestion is to live with your parents as long as you can while trying to do whatever you can to get rich kids. Number 15, even phones can't tell East Asians apart and think they all look the same. And that's math. This one got a refund for her iPhone after her coworker's face could unlock it. When she got the new one, it had the same problem. They look like they have the same eyebrows, nose, and lips. Maybe it's time to question their parents. In East Asia, they say that the nail that sticks up the most gets hammered down. But this is ridiculous. This happened back in 2017. Up next, people are criticizing this guy for spending $135,000 on OnlyFools, while his wife was fighting an aggressive form of cancer. I don't see anything wrong with him just rubbing one or 1,000 out to help deal with the stress of his wife's illness. If he's a multimillionaire, then that's nothing for him. But if it's affecting his financial life, then he's a moron. With so much free fapping material out there, there's no reason to pay for it anymore. Only Sims do it. Number 17, would you do what this guy did, choosing to go to prison for a year instead of returning $1 million, mistakenly sent to his bank account? Why did they even give him the choice in the first place? Why didn't he just take it unless maybe he transferred the money out of the country, or maybe he bought some Bitcoin and transferred it to a hard wallet somewhere? It's a smart move though. $1 million for just 1 year of your life. It's better than working for the next 30 years for it. Moving on, here's the state of Ireland recently. This is the Irish Minister of Defense. And you just know their enemies are terrified. If you think that's bad, here's Canada's Chief of Defense. They should get together because they look like they would make a great lesbian couple together. It's too late for Europe, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. At this point, the only two places that have hope are the American red states and rural areas, as well as Eastern Europe. Everything else is beyond saving. Number 19, the average rents keep falling in Canada. But it's only fallen $100 a month since the peak of COVID. It has to fall more or people will continue leaving. I'm in Florida right now, but maybe next year I'll be in Japan for a year. They let you stay there that long and it's mostly JEET-free. And over there, I'm the diversity they have to worry about. I'd rather play $2,000 a month someplace else in another country than the one that wants to replace me. Up next, here are some Simpson Thailand. Two twin brothers dating the same woman. And she says that her future kid will call both men dad. Looks like even the Thai women are starting to get fat and letting themselves go, and that hoflation is real over there as well. I'll bet you that they all sleep in the same bed and have high-five threesomes. You can just imagine the crazy paternity battle that might erupt from this. Number 21, 90% of women are chasing 6% of men based on height alone on Bumble. Looks like unless you're 5'10", you barely have a chance unless you go to the Philippines or something and find a woman suffering from island dwarfism. The dating market is highly competitive for men now. I've been on Tinder and Hinge in Florida here, and it's become a lot harder even getting matches compared to the last time I used the apps back in 2015, even with women my own age who in most cases look 5 to 10 years older than me. Moving on, take a look at these people lining up in the snow. They're doing it so they can have the right to vote for Alberta to leave Canada in a referendum later this year. Alberta's full of conservatives and Canada hasn't had a conservative government in over 10 years. That's why it's important for the left and right to take turns. Otherwise, the side that keeps losing and never gains power is eventually going to ask for a national divorce like you see here. Number 23, here's another reason for political tension, especially now that we live in a feminized society. Male students show more tolerance for their political enemies than females show for their allies. That's why the left is less tolerant than ever, because it's been feminized with soy boys and boss babe Karens. But are we really surprised because females don't have friends? They only have frenemies, and no one hates women more than other women. Up next, people say that somebody needs to be fired for this stupidity in Mumbai. But of course they won't be because of honor. If you criticize the city planners or architects responsible for this, then they'll take it so seriously that they might try and end you for doing so. This is what happens when you live in a soy society that's shame-based instead of guilt-based. The reason for this might be the crazy shanties on either side. But still, they could have made those lanes merge a lot better. Number 25 and the last one looks like Ozempic needs to be banned. Some women need to understand that they look better with curves rather than without. She would also be much better with fake tatas. That's the ideal because after 30, being fat makes you stink and sag all over the place. But let's not ban it just yet, because I want to see the epidemic of starving Skeletors out there first. Besides, from what I've seen, most American women can stand to lose 50 to 100 pounds easy. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.